Hello, hello, Consciousness Circle members, and welcome to another day. So, we are obviously still heavily influenced by the new moon in Taurus that took place yesterday. It's such a powerful new moon. If you've already heard the recording or you were part of my Instagram live, I went over how crucial this new moon is. Now, because this is a new moon that doesn't just go away after the actual event happens. This is something that we're still working with over the next month, technically, until we have another new moon. It's important to hone in on the subject of worth, value, especially when it comes to self, self-worth, self-value, self-love. But in order to do that, I want to share a coaching exercise with you that I have shared with clients of mine, and it's a much easier, pragmatic, step-by-step questionnaire, if you will, that allows us to hone in on the very factual side, real side of Taurus energy, right? It's earth energy. It's grounding. At the end of the day, earth energy wants something to grasp rather than these bigger ideas, okay? So what I want to share with you is this exercise called Seven Segments of Self-Love. And so through these seven segments of self-love, we need to really understand what each segment represents before we can go into describing what each of these segments means for us. So the point of this is to gauge your present status in each of these seven areas of your life, okay? So the seven segments are 1, self-awareness, 2, self-exploration, 3, self-care, 4, self-esteem, 5, self-kindness, 6, self-respect, and 7, self-growth. Okay, so self-awareness. Self-awareness is about, it's asking, what is your ability to recognize who you are, how you influence the world around you, and how the world influences you? Self-awareness encompasses your ability to attune to and take accountability for your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. I find this to be so appropriate for the time that we're experiencing right now, at least astrologically speaking. Self-awareness is by far one of the most important bases from which we can make decisions from. And again, if you heard my new moon in Taurus class, you'll understand that self-awareness is important because it comes from all of the lessons that we've learned over the last year. Okay. So think about when I describe self-awareness, when I describe that segment, what that means for you. Okay. 2, self-exploration. Self-exploration is the courage to delve into learning about yourself in order to improve your knowledge of who you are. Again, these are like journaling prompts, okay? But I highly, highly suggest that you take the time to do all of these seven segments at once. Because what it does is that it allows you to go into a meditative state of being in the present moment while you're doing all of this self-exploration. So it's kind of like going into a trance of the self to be really deliberate about thinking about these questions and these segments and how they evolve in your life. So again, self-exploration, the courage to delve into learning about yourself in order to improve your knowledge of who you are. What is your present status when it comes to self-exploration? What that means? What does that look like? What do you do? 3, self-care. Self-care is comprised of a wide variety of tasks that require you to take care of your overall wellness. So what does that look like for you? And mind you, we all do things like shop, get the manis, get the pedis, get the facials, get all of that. All of that yummy stuff, right? That's also very Venusian and very Taurus-like. Taurus loves all of that stuff. But we're going deeper with this. So How do you take care of your overall wellness? What do you do? What does that look like? 4, self-esteem. Self-esteem is the result of how you view your overall self, okay? And what I will add to that is, how do you keep promises to yourself, or do you have somewhat of a problem keeping promises to yourself in order to increase self-esteem? I have found time and time again, not just with my clients, but with myself, that when I am committed to the promises that I make myself, when I actually keep them, I feel a sense of pride because I kept my word to myself. Now I will say that sometimes life happens and I'm unable to do that, which is understandable, but I am self-aware enough at this point in my life to know when I am genuinely not keeping a promise to myself because something has happened, and when I really am, okay? So think about that when you're answering or writing about the segment of self-esteem for you. 5, self-kindness. Self-kindness is the skill of being friendly to yourself. What does that mean to you? How do you practice self-kindness? Do you practice enough self-kindness? Do you know what it feels like when you don't practice it? Can you think back of a year ago, and perhaps how has self-kindness changed for you in your own process? 6, self-respect. Self-respect is the empowered ability to advocate for oneself. That's big. And I think that stems from the self-esteem that we build by keeping promises to ourselves. When we build our self-esteem by keeping promises to ourselves, there's something, we are teaching ourselves how to be treated. Come in self-respect. It's not something so much that we have to think about after we have cultivated a healthy sense of self-esteem. So how is it that we practice empowered ability to advocate for ourselves? How do we do that? So for instance, how do we remain committed to our negotiables and non-negotiables? How do we remain committed to, doing a certain type of work, seeing our therapist, seeing our coach, that kind of thing? 7, self-growth. Self-growth is the continual process of seeking opportunities to learn, love, and thrive. This year is especially true for all of that. Remember, the North Node is in Gemini. It ultimately represents our willingness to be open-minded, to have a shift in perception. To have a shift in perception about life requires that we let go of a lot of things that keep us seeing life through the same lens that we've seen it for a long, long time. So to be deliberate in our curiosity to see things differently, to love ourselves differently, to love others differently is a really big deal. So think about how that unfolds for you. Look, if you've set your intentions, that's great. If you haven't, let this be an exercise to set your intentions. But more than anything, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to do this exercise and to keep it up somewhere where you can see it. That way, as the year goes on, you can come back to it. But here's when it'll make the most sense: at the end of 2021, when we have the next set of eclipses that fully culminates the set of eclipses that we're just going into now, okay? Follow your process, do it with love, do it with presence, have a date with yourself, set some candles, set some incense, and really delve into this self-exploration that essentially is a form of self-love, okay? I hope this is helpful, and as always, feel free to reach out. Have a good one.